Back at it. We're talking Portland Trail Blazer basketball right now. We're joined by the head coach of the Trail Blazers. He is in his seventh season in that capacity. He has led the Blazers to the postseason in five straight years. Portland out quickly. They're 8-3. They're in second in the Northwest Division. They're hosting the Clippers tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern. Terry Stotts is my guest. Terry, it's great to have you back on. How are you, Terry?
I'm doing well, Jim. How are you doing?
Doing so well. Great to have you back, Terry. Thank you. You're coming off a win last night over a very good Milwaukee team. In fact, a 15-point win. Going into last night, Terry, C.J. McCollum wasn't necessarily shooting the way that he would have liked, and then he breaks out with 40. What did you make of what you saw from him last night?
Well, he looked very comfortable. I thought he scored in a variety of ways. He had mid-range. He had floaters. He had three-point shots. He had six assists. I mean, he played a very all-round game, and, you know, it's not like he wasn't playing poorly. It wasn't that he was playing poorly. It's just he hadn't been at the level I think that we had gotten accustomed to over the last 3 years.
Right, so knowing the player and knowing the way he goes after it, the way he gets his work in, did you have any concerns at all, or did you know it was just a matter of time before he found his rhythm?
No, it was just a matter of time. I mean, he has too big of a body of work, you know, just like Damian, where if they're not hitting stride, you know that they're going to break out because that's who they are. And I think every player goes through it at some point during the season. It's just, you know, CJ kind of hit his coming out of the gates.
We talked to Terry Stotts. Terry, you mentioned he hit a variety of shots, including that floater. One of the things that he said after the game was he thought that it was, quote, very disrespectful that the Bucks put a rookie on him. I mean, did you see that look in his eye last night that let you know that he took that personally and that something good was going to happen for him and for you?
I don't know about the look in his eye in that respect. However, I do know that he had a confidence about going at him one-on-one. I just, you know, he had a good game going, and then the fact that that there was a rookie on him, I think he probably did take it personal, but to me it was more he showed a confidence rather than a disdain.
I've got an entire take on that I'll do a little bit later on, but he was feeling it last night. He's always aggressive, but it just seemed like he even dialed it up even a notch more. Terry Stotts is joining us, but that's the risk you run if you put a rookie on a guy like that. Now, when you're facing the Bucks, Terry, that means you have to deal with Giannis defensively. What was your approach in defending him? And then how pleased were you with the way Evan Turner and Chief showed up against the Freak?
Well, I thought both of them made an outstanding effort throughout the game to make it difficult for him. And, you know, he had 11 baskets. I know he had either 8 or 9 dunks. So we tried to make him beat us from outside. I thought they did a nice job with their closeouts. They limited his drives. He didn't get much in transition. He had to work for the baskets that he did get, and that's all you can ask for against a great player. I mean, he's having an outstanding season, doing a little bit of everything, and he's so important to their team and their success. So I liked the way Evan and Chief took the challenge and didn't get down when he did score or when he did take advantage of any opportunities.
We're talking to Terry Stotts, the head coach of the Trailblazers. I mentioned that you're out quickly. You're 8-3. And the last couple of seasons, maybe the team hasn't gotten out quite as fast as that, but you are right now. What's been the biggest key to the quick start this season?
Well, I think we made it a priority, not that we didn't years past, but, you know, the last 3 years we've gotten off to slow starts, and that was a priority coming into this season. But just on the court, I think Damian has been his normal self. I think probably the biggest story for us has been our second unit, led by Evan Turner. Nick Stauskas and Seth Curry have come in and had an impact, so I think they complement Evan and his skill set. Zach Collins has an expanded role, and he has improved and filled that role well. And, you know, it's just I think the confidence of our second unit has not only maintained leads, sometimes they've grown leads, sometimes they were instrumental in getting wins. So for me, that's probably the thing that stands out the most so far.
I'm glad you mentioned Zach Collins. You know, Terry, I had him on the show over the summer. I really enjoyed that conversation a lot. We're only 11 games in, but he's already doubled his scoring from last season. He's still just 20 years old. What's been the biggest difference in his game from last year to this year?
You know, I think it's just a confidence and an understanding. Last year, to be honest, we didn't project him to play as much as he did last year and have the role that he ended up having, being a rotation player on a playoff team. Now he's, because Ed Davis is no longer with him. He's been able to expand his role. You know, he played the majority of his minutes with Ed, which I thought was beneficial to him in his rookie season. Now he's playing a little bit of five, a little bit of four, inside, outside. He's a very skilled player. He expects a lot of himself. He wants to get better. He has great defensive instincts. So, you know, it's just, I think the growth that he is having is only going to improve.
You know, looking at your roster, there's been consistency, especially with the main three, but you also added some shooters in the offseason, which is more valuable now than ever before in the NBA. In fact, how much has the league changed since when you were first an assistant? And then how much has it changed even in your time in Portland?
Well, going back to the 90s when it was a grinded out half-court game and 80 games in the 80s and 90s, it's changed considerably. You know, the defenses have changed, the style of play has changed. It's difficult to even compare the two generations. But I think you see even the change so notable from even last year. The pace has gone up. I don't know what percent, probably at least 10%. Three attempts have gone up almost geometrically, or I can't think of the word, the mathematical word I'm
exponentially.
Thinking. Exponentially. There you go.
You know?
Anyway, it's the game has just evolved. And you look at a guy like Brook Lopez, who 2 years ago wasn't shooting threes. He and Marc Gasol, Brook Lopez was 6 for 10 from three last night, a guy who didn't shoot threes until 2 years ago. So, I mean, it's league-wide. Coaches, players have embraced the style. And to be honest, I think it's good for the game because it really accentuates talent.
And then in the West, Terry, the conference has been so nasty for so long. And then LeBron James arrives in the offseason. When you look at the conference this year in comparison to years past, how does the Western Conference stack up? Is it even tougher than it's been in recent years?
I think so, just because it is so deep. I mean, you look at the standings now, and there are teams that are projected to make the playoffs that are below 500 right now, and so they've gotten off to some slow starts. You look at a team like Sacramento that has gotten off to a good start, and it's deep. I think you're going to see a roller coaster up and down the standings at different points during the season because of not only how good the West is, but the parity in the West.
Terry Stotts joins us for another moment or so. Terry, last month, team owner Paul Allen passed away, and he's somebody who was an absolute titan in so many different ways. It can almost be overwhelming to even comprehend his impact on the entire world. What was he like as a person, and how was he with you?
You know, he loved the Blazers. I think that's the biggest thing. He loved the Blazers. He's a passionate fan of the game and the team for all 30 years they owned the team. When he was with me, you know, he had been through it all. He'd been to the finals. He'd been through rebuilds. He'd been through the good times and the bad times over the course of 30 years. But he never lost the passion for the game. He loved the draft. He loved the players. That was my biggest takeaway from him. You know, as far as me, the time that I spent with him, he was always, he was a guy who was always trying to find a better way, whether it was with basketball or in all his other endeavors, was trying to find a new idea, a new way of doing things. And he challenged me. He challenged Neil O'Shea as like, have we thought about doing this? Have we thought about doing this? What about he had a lot of questions, and they're all very insightful, to be honest.
Portland, 8-3 on the season. They're in second in the Northwest. 7 years as their head coach, 5 straight times in the postseason, and they're hosting the Clippers tomorrow night. Terry Stotts, good friend of the program. Terry, great to have you back. Always look forward to the conversation.
Thank you. I always enjoy being on your show.
You too, Terry. Have a great day. Do it again soon. Terry Stotts, Blazers out quickly, 8-3.